Welcome to Sundance Canyon Academy's podcast. This is our first podcast. I'm your host, Nate Stoddard.
And I'm the co-host, Boyd Hooper.
Mr. Hooper, we are doing our first podcast, and so I think a good idea is for us to kind of explain why we're doing it. I mean, there's a lot of parents and people out there that need some help, and I just started off first, I think, introducing ourselves. So I'm going to start with you. Do you mind giving a little of your background and who you are and what you do here?
Sure. I think that this is a good introduction to let, again, our parents and those people who are professionals in the behavioral health industry understand exactly who we are and what we do. I am the admissions director at Sundance Canyon Academy. Sundance has been around since 2007. It is a treatment program, a residential treatment program for young men, ages 13 to 18. And the services that we really offer are, of course, therapeutic in nature, but we also have an academic and a life skills component as well. We found out that working with the youth that we work with, they certainly are in need of some therapeutic intervention, some academic work, and then just help navigating teenage years and getting into young adult situations. So that's what we do. My expertise or my background really is in academics and admissions. I've been acting as a consultant for probably the last 18, 19 years, working with treatment programs and professionals, again, to come up with resources. So that's the story on me, Nate.
Okay. As for myself, for those of you listening, I've been in this industry for about 10 years. My background comes from a business marketing and service fulfillment background. I've developed technology around learning centers and different online applications. I think that's a good enough introduction about me. There's not a lot to say other than the move right into the goals and talk about why, Boyd, for you, what's the purpose for you in these podcasts? And what do you think Sundance's purpose is?
Yeah, you know, I think that our story and where things are at right now through social media, I really think this is the next jumping off point, if you will. So many parents and so many professionals, so many therapists across the country are really asking the question of, what do you guys do and how are you different? They always get to the question of how, and then dig a little deeper and get into the question of why. So I really appreciate, Nate, the fact that you've had your hand on the pulse of what's going on socially online and bringing podcasts and vlogging and blogging and just website stuff to the forefront, because it is a way to educate our demographic, which is parents and professionals, on resources, tools, and information to help parents in need. That's what it is. So the best way of doing that, like so many vloggers and bloggers are saying, is get it out there. Just produce it, post it,
right?
Get it out there, right?
Well, and we sit around and talk every day about certain things that maybe happen at the house, at our Sundance facility, or even happen personally with our kids or other people's kids that we know that come to us for information, and the goal of I think these podcasts is to capture some of that information that you and I discuss on a sometimes daily basis. It truly is a discussion every time about information that we take for granted,
right?
That I think parents go, geez, I wished I could be fly on the wall with some of these conversations, because we're always hitting that content so hard, and those values, the rules, all that information that parents, I think, look for on a daily basis. We're talking about it all the time. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, parents are always asking me the question of what's normal teenage behavior, because it's changed over the last 10 years, even since we started Sundance. I mean, it's changed in the last 20 years or whatever. So what's normal teenage behavior today is much different as it was even a couple of years ago. I mean, you look at the the news and you watch what's happening in the world and you see, you know, kids addicted to their phones and their laptops and their Snapchats and their Twitter posts and I need this many likes and all that jazz. And then, you know, pornography is rampant and everything's free and kids just have all this access.
Right.
And, you know, they're reaching out and, you know, talking about school shootings and all of that stuff. And right. So parents are going, holy moly, what do I know today versus what I didn't know yesterday, and how do I protect my family? So,
yeah,
I think the resources and the questions that we pose each week are going to be helpful for parents to go, a professional is actually giving me some solid advice, and I get to decide whether I take it serious or not.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and just a word of maybe encouragement to those that are listening to this and understanding our podcast, it is not going to be just Boyd and I drooling on about different things that we experience. Right. We are going to be bringing in other guests. We've got, you know, everything from addiction specialists to placement specialists to everything in the industry that hopefully that people are connecting with and have question about. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the platform, right?
Yeah.
The platform is for us to stand on the rooftops and yell and say, hey, this is a place of information and peace, and we can help parents in crisis, and we can also help other professionals. I mean, yeah. I've had some therapists, a very good friend of mine out of Atlanta called me up, and he's like, hey, I hear you guys are doing some exciting things with youth. I've got a family I'm working with right now. The marriage is in shambles. This kid has addiction behavior, and he's really at odds. He just got suspended from school. Where do I send him? Because his parents are mad as hell. They want him to go to a boot camp, but he's not going to get therapy in boot camp. You know, what can he do? Yeah. I think he needs this. What do you guys do? And so, yeah, this crosses right over to, let's get this information out there so parents can say, aha, I know what step one is. I know what step two, step three.
Right.
And I know what resources are available.
Well, let's just open it up right now, too. If you're listening and you have a question of topic that maybe you want to cover or for us to cover, email both Boyd and I or one or the other. My email address is nate@sundancecanyonacademy.com. N-A-T-E at Sundance Canyon Academy. Boyd, you throw yours
out.
Yeah,
mine is Boyd, B-O-Y-D, at sundancecanyonacademy.com. Yeah.
Okay. And initially, we're going to be throwing out, just so everybody knows and understands, we're going to be throwing out a bunch at first here of the next few months. We're going to have a lot of content that we're going to be pushing out because we have so much pent-up information that we want to share with parents. And so, but we want to at least get to a weekly podcast, if not more, for you parents that have those questions and give you new information.
Yeah, and that's right, Nate. I think we want parents to voice some of their questions so we can answer that in real time. And at the same time, man, we've got, over the last 10 years, we have a library of questions, don't we? I mean, there's so much Q&A bouncing off my head of parent and stories and situations and predicaments and all that stuff. So, yeah, I want to talk about that because I think it's real.
Yeah. And, you know, and don't be shy either. I really encourage parents to push questions in. And it can be anonymous, confidential, of course, because we're, you know, we're a facility. We understand what that confidentiality looks like. So, but we're totally willing to do that. And really, I think if I'm to boil this down for me, it is what you were saying earlier. It's education. It is giving parents, people, information they need when they're in crisis. I love the phrase that you use with parents. Don't feel held, like you're being held hostage by a situation with your kids or your teen, your struggling teen, because you don't understand what to do.
And that's a good point, too. This, this podcast and all the other things that we're doing through social media has to sit on the subject of teens in crisis with families. So, yeah, if we're going to get a question about a six-year-old, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
I
mean, good point.
Consult your pediatrician or psychiatrist or what have you. Yeah, but this is teens and young adults. These are, you know, some of our clients are 18 and 19-year-olds who've gone on to college and are failing miserably because they don't have some practical skills to acclimate themselves to a college or university or gainful employment or what have you. And parents are certainly asking, I got a failure to launch situation here. Can you guys help me? We can. We certainly have a ton of resources for that as well.
Yeah, and another shout out to parents with, this isn't just a struggling teens either. This is more for for parents in a lot of senses, because I think you'll be able to glean a lot of information from us in the sense of parenting, period, with these teenagers, not just struggling teens, but parenting in the sense of,
hey, practical.
How do I empower? I had a conversation last night with a parent that says, how do I empower my kid? I see that he's depressed and he only wants to play a game. What does that sound like? Because really that's my element is podcasts are about what it sounds like. When a lot of parents like to read or hear, hearing, I think, has a bigger implication and a bigger adaptation or application, I should say, to their situation. How does that sound like? Because that's exactly what the parent said to me after I'd given them some examples of language. Yeah. Right. It was, this is how you empower them. They're like, wow, there's nothing wrong with going on with this kid. It was just, how do I do that? How do I do a better job at doing that?
So. Right. Well, and that's a good segue to the types of topics that we can address. We can address issues about pornography. We can address issues about depression and anxiety.
Self-esteem. Yeah.
Failure to launch. Kids who are sitting in their basement playing games all night long and then sleeping all day and skipping school. We can address some of those issues. Things about ideas of suicide.
All right.
And suicide ideation.
Violence.
Violence. You know, Sundance Canyon, one of the things that parents should know is we've put together a number of assessments that can say my teen is in crisis versus my teen is having normal teen behavior.
Right.
And we know the difference and we can give you some ideas about how to help yourself.
Yeah. And not just violence either. It's curiosity.
Right? Yeah.
We've got sexual curiosity, different things, just all kinds of spectrum of different things that parents, you're welcome to visit us every week and listen to these as we fulfill them over the next, however long that people want to hear them.
Yeah. So, you know, let's go full circle. It really is. This podcast is practical and useful information to help you as a parent out with your struggling teen.
Yeah.
That's the information we're going to provide and answering questions each week. Again, to be a free resource so we can have some open discussions to get help.
Yep. And again, we want to close this discussion, if you're okay, Boyd. I want to close it with just reiterating our website. Our website is SundanceCanyonAcademy.com. Our podcasts will be listed through the blog. My email address is nate@sundancecanyonacademy.com.
Yeah, mine is boyd@sundancecanyonacademy.com. Reach out to us, ask questions, and
we look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
We'd like to thank the parents and those of you listening to our podcast here at Sundance Canyon Academy. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a topic you'd like us to cover, you're welcome to email me at nate@sundancecanyonacademy.com.